right, guys, welcome to our recap of the latest Game of Thrones episode eight.
The Mountain and the Viper.
The Mountain and the Viper.
If that tells you what it's about. Whew! Yeah. Dang. We just watched this episode.
Didn't see that coming, did ya?
No, we didn't. Yeah, so we're still a little trying to decompress it all. Anyway, This is the Gallon of Gay.
All right, welcome again. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
This is episode 35 of our podcast.
We haven't done a Game of Thrones podcast in 2 weeks.
Because they had a week off for Memorial Day, which was probably good. I guess it was preparing us for this episode.
I don't know.
But I... Well, okay, let's go back to the beginning. What did I tell you when you first started watching Game of Thrones? What was the one thing I told
don't
you?
Don't get attached to anybody and something like that.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you remember.
Yeah.
So it's still there.
Yeah.
It's fresh in your mind.
And I am constantly reminded of this fact of why you don't get attached to anybody.
Right. You just don't.
You don't. Don't root for anyone.
Mm-mm.
They're all fair game in Game of Thrones world.
Oh, man.
There was a lot going on in this episode. They crammed so much into it.
Well, we're in the final stretch here.
I know. So. I actually took notes this time, and it's 2 pages of notes, so...
I'm glad you did. I was just preparing for this. And so we're doing this after work. We did a TV morning show today. So I was having lunch. I'm like, God, I gotta hurry and eat. Because I know even the beginning of Game of Thrones, the opening, couldn't help. It did prolong the blood and gore, so I was able to turn away while I was eating my pork tenderloin sandwich. I mean, it started bloody. It ended really bloody.
Yeah, it was pretty bloody throughout for the most part. Yeah, real gory.
And we start out in the that little
Molestown.
Molestown.
Yeah, we'll start there. We started in Molestown, and this is where, you know, we go back to the whorehouse where Gilly's at with her baby, and there's that really messed up looking lady.
Right, which I think she's from Orange is the New Black. She looks very similar.
She could fit in right in that cast, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is when the wildlings strike. Wildlings take over Molestown and whatnot. So they kill a lot of folks, and... Gilly, though, survives. Ygritte hears Gilly and her baby and, you know, doesn't kill them. She tells them to be quiet. So, maybe Ygritte isn't completely a heartless killer.
Right.
You know?
She's definitely with the wrong crowd, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. I mean, she has to do what she has to do because she's with the wildlings. But, you know, the fact that she didn't kill Gilly or the baby shows she has a little bit of a heart, I guess.
So, I mean, hopefully, we don't really know their outcome, their fate, but
we don't really know, but I think she survived.
She survived.
The next scene we see, it's, you know, it's Sam and John and everybody at Castle Black talking about this, you know, oh no, the wildlings have taken Molestown. Mm-hmm. They're getting closer. Guys, we are totally screwed.
Right. They say they have 100,000 compared to our
100 men. Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't know how that's possible. Stanley Baratheon. You know, like...
Yeah, well...
That sounds like a big number.
Well, the,
Yes.
The, wildlings have just been growing for years. I mean, they got nothing to do but build an army, really.
So,
you know, that's what they got. Yeah. And there aren't a whole lot of men of the Night's Watch anymore, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, it's gonna... It's gonna be interesting next week, I mean...
Right.
Yeah.
Because it seems like that's going to be pretty much the entire
That's what it looks like. That's all they showed in the preview, so.
Those
it better be good.
Right. Those episodes wear me out.
Yeah, it better
really
be good.
You would think that there's going to be a little bit of a mix.
Oh, I'm sure. But that's the big thing. That's
even the Red Wedding episode
wasn't just that. So, right. I mean, that's probably the big thing that's going to happen.
Right.
So that's probably why they only showed that. But I'm sure we'll see what happened, you know, now that, you know, they had the Triumph of Combat and all that stuff. So there's only two episodes left, so they got to cram that stuff in here somewhere. So,
right. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how they end the season. Where do they go from, you know, is this all book four or three or whatever we're on, and where they go? Because I know that they've jumped ahead a little bit in some areas of where the characters are. But yeah, I mean, it will be interesting.
Yeah.
And the whole, and it's supposed to be a pretty big battle scene.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, episode 9 is supposed to be a big one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, those stress me out. Just like the mountain and the viper.
Oh my God. We're going to say that for last. If that happened last, we're going to talk about that last.
But the, yeah, so then we get to
House Targaryen. Yeah, let's go to Marine. Is that how you say it?
People know what we're talking about. Yeah.
You know, where Danny's hanging out.
Right. So we get to see.
Yeah.
There's our nudity. We
finally get to see a bunch of shirtless men bathing.
Some men in really good shape.
Yeah. So that was nice. Nice shout out to the women and gay population
right,
who are
thank
watching.
You, thank you.
Finally. But then, of course, you see full frontal women naked. So,
you got to balance it out.
Anyway, they're bathing in the stream, and what's her name? Asundri, who is, I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. You know, Dany's handmaiden, whatever.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
She's there, and Grey Worm's there, and Grey Worm's creeping on her.
Sort of.
Not really creepy. He's staring at her.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's staring
at
her.
Poor guy just seems...
As she bathes. But, you know, it's not in a creepy way, I wouldn't say.
Right.
You know? Like, she seemed a little uncomfortable, but I also think she kind of liked it, so...
Right. Because it seemed like he kind of has... He definitely has a crush on her.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I don't think he understands it. I think that's it. The feeling that I got from that scene, it's like... He doesn't really know what's going on, I think, in his head. He just...
He knows that
there's an attraction there of some kind,
exactly.
And he doesn't really know...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all new to him. This is, you know, especially as an Unsullied, they don't get to experience stuff like that. You know, they're not meant to, so... Yeah. Anyway,
Well, and then we get to Daenerys and her talking, and...
Yeah.
Basically, she was asking about if... if he still has his pillar in the stones.
Pillar in stones.
I love that. That's so good.
Too.
That is great. I'm going to use that now all the time.
All the time. Thank you, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But, I mean, this was one of those scenes where I really, it's such deep and great character development.
Yes, absolutely.
That you can see Daenerys's kind of motherly side, I guess, a little bit.
Motherly, maybe like big sisterly. She's, you know, she's trying to teach Asundri a bit just about, you know, things because, you know, she's not used to that, but like, you know, Dany is sort of all about that sort of thing. So,
right.
Yeah. So it was a sweet moment. And then.
And then she calls him to the chambers.
Yeah. They call them chambers. And then so Grey Worm comes up and talks to. Asundri.
I don't know.
You know who we're talking about. But they go and they talk, and you know, he's like, "I'm sorry, I was looking at you," and she's like, "Don't be sorry, I liked it."
Yeah.
It was just a really sweet moment. And she asked him, you know, like, "Don't you remember your name?" And he said he didn't. And then she asked him if he remembered when they cut him. He didn't remember that. And she said, you know, "I'm sorry that happened to you." And he's like, "Why are you sorry?" He's like, "I'm happy to be an Unsullied. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been here. I wouldn't have met Dany, and I wouldn't have met you."
Mm-hmm.
And, aww.
Right. Like I said,
just
a new favorite couple, I
know. It is sweet, because they're both very... I do like both of those characters. So I like that they're kind of blossoming a romance between those two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice little storyline. I enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're both innocent enough. So.
Yeah. Exactly. They're both slaves. They both come from a world where they didn't really get to be or do anything, you know, other than be a slave or, you know, a fighter. So
that means the relationship is going to end tragically.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Right.
I'm sure it's going to end really badly.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm pretty sure, too.
Yeah, because that's how those things go on this show.
Right.
You know, nothing can
don't
be...
Get attached.
Don't get attached. No, don't like it.
Right, don't like it.
Don't speak about it like you
fight it, fight it, fight it, fight it, fight it.
Exactly. Don't let's stick with Marine. Later on, this is a big scene too. It's, you know, the one knight guy, I forget his name. Not Jorah, but the other guy. The night guy.
Oh, Barristan.
Barristan, yes. They're in Yunkai, I believe, right? No. No, they're Silmarine. No, they're Silmarine. That's right.
Yeah.
They said she's in Daria, anyway.
Right. And then...
they get a letter.
Jorah gets...
Yeah. The night guy gets a letter from King's Landing. You know, it's got the King's seal on it. He opens it up. Turns out, Jorah's been pardoned. This is way back when Robert Baratheon, when Robert was still king, he pardoned Jorah. Because Jorah has been a... I guess he was like a smuggler or something. He did something bad back in the day. And
right.
That's why he wasn't in King's Landing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pardoned in exchange for spying on Dany. And so, you know, the guy's like, hey, you should probably tell Dany. I don't know where I'm going to tell her. You know, so
right.
He goes and tells Dany, like, yeah, I spied on you. I'm sorry. And Dany pretty much kicks his ass out. Says, you know, get out. That was a good scene, by the way. She looked, yeah.
I feel like she's still making bad decisions. Even though she's kicking ass, she's very strong, I still feel she's making all the wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling it's going to come back and just bite her.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. But yeah, Jorah, I mean, she tells Jorah to get out of Meereen, you know, or she'll kill him.
Yeah.
So
dead or alive, I don't want
alive,
you here.
Yeah.
But as I was talking, it's like she, unfortunately, she's been making decisions on emotions.
Yes,
and she doesn't listen to them. But this is one where she was making all. And she, obviously, one of her right hand men.
Yeah, but traitor
in front of her.
You know,
is a traitor. And she, I mean, there was no counsel with the other guy, so she's making this decision. In haste, I would say.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like I said, why don't you throw him in prison, just keep him there for a little bit, just figure out what you're going to do, because the thing is, you gave him the option of leaving. And if he really is a traitor, he is going to go right to King's Landing, and he is
and
going...
tell him everything.
Right, because... Yeah. Even if he is somewhat feeding them from whatever, it's going to take him a lot to do that.
Yeah.
Whether it's secretive, like notes or whatever, he's literally going to be in King's Landing.
Yeah.
Right there next to the king, telling him everything.
See, but there's the thing. I don't think he wants to. Like, I think it started as a
Now
I think he's truly devoted to her. He feels really bad for spying on her. So I don't think he's going to go and spill her secrets. I don't think he's going to go back to King's Landing, and if he does,
probably.
You know, I feel like he's going to try and make his way either stay in Meereen somehow or, you know, somewhere around Khaleesi.
Right, but you have to wonder how much information he has given them, because remember they knew at that last little council meeting about the dragons? They knew about certain other things.
Yeah.
So it's like, was he still feeding them, or was there someone else?
Well, there might be somebody else.
Right.
There might be someone else. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, because he just confessed about spilling the beans about her when she got married to Khal Drogo and her being pregnant and everything, you know.
And that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, exactly. So, yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want her to just wait to make some decisions and think about them. Either kill him right on the spot or lock him in the prison just to give her time, you know, chance to... figure things out, and also another thing, lock him in the prison and see if you find out if someone else is spying on you.
Yeah.
And then you know it's not him.
True.
I don't know. But anyway, so it was still good. It was a great.
It was a great scene.
Great scene.
And
very powerful.
Amelia Clark, who plays Dany, she is so good. Really good.
I can't believe she's going to be the new Sarah Connor.
I know.
In the Terminator movie.
I know. It'll be fun.
Yeah, she's going to be badass.
Yes, she is. I think she's going to have a career after Game of Thrones, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So, that was all that happened in Meereen, so...
Well, and then we get to Ramsay and Reek.
Yeah, they're somewhere. I don't think it was the Iron Isles, but it's a fort of the Iron Isles, perhaps. Something
like that
his father, Theon's father, ran or had hold of. So... Ramsay has, again, gotten Theon, you know, well, Reek, to pretend that he's Theon. So he could go in and help.
So confusing.
Yeah. So they could go and help capture this fort, mm-hmm. you know, and so.
And there was that part where he's met up with the, I guess, so-called leader of this group, and he's being pretty strong, and you can kind of see, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
there is Theon is still sort of in
mm-hmm.
there. But then you can see he's sort of cracking a little
bit. Yeah,
little
because
bit.
The guy is like, I don't know. I don't care who you are. I'm not going
right.
to, you know, we're not going to do this. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, and then he really starts to kind of lose it, starts muttering about being Reek. But then one of the other guys is like, yeah, axe to the head. Hey, we'll
right.
It's okay. We'll surrender.
Oof.
Just don't kill us, please.
Right. But they kill them all.
They kill them all. Yes.
Of course.
That was a really, there were some gross scenes in that, because I think after that, after they surrendered, was that scene where we see that guy with, like, his
oh, yeah,
the
it was
skin.
A leader.
Yeah,
it was
skin.
A leader. Right.
Yeah, it was gross. Skin peeled off and everything.
That's why I think I was covering my eyes at that point.
Yeah, it was.
No, actually, it was. It's toward the end.
Well, yeah.
I think I had finished my sandwich by then, so I'm like, okay, I can see it. And it was like right after, so it's like you can't. Surprise, you really can't turn away.
Yeah, exactly. Surprise.
Right.
Exactly. Because Ramsay Snow is a sick fuck. Like, he's just sadistic.
He is
and crazy.
So, I mean, I guess he's the big bad now. I mean, Tywin.
I mean, he
kind of
is. I mean,
he's
crazy in a crazy. He's bad in a different kind of way. You know, he's still sadistic, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, there's different bads in different ways, I think. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Also, we'll stick to that scene later on. Ramsay's father, Russ Bolton.
Right. After he comes.
After he seals the deal with that fort and everything, he
mm-hmm.
Officially makes him a Bolton. He's no longer Snow. So he made his dad happy enough for that he got his namesake now.
He's finally a Ramsay.
And now Bolton is
Bolton, right.
The ward of the, or something, like he's like the, not the king, the warden of the north, some sort of, like he's pretty much taken over the north.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, yeah. So Ramsay's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Dad loves him. You know, daddy issues. That's how
right.
it goes. That's why he's a sicko.
That is so true. That's so true.
Daddy issues, yeah.
And then we get to the Vale.
To the Vale.
Oh,
what happened here, too?
Peter is not.
No.
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble. Yes. So he's being investigated by the, I guess that's the council or something,
mm-hmm.
whoever there, of the Vale. But they're like, hey, well, I guess Littlefinger had said Lysa committed suicide, that she jumped through the moon door herself. And so they're like, we don't really believe that.
She's nuts.
Yeah, she was nuts, but she loved her kid. And it's a little convenient that you just married her and she killed herself. So,
right.
Yeah.
You've been here a very short time. We know that you please her.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. But we, you know, we're not really sure.
We are not sold on this whole suicide thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me talk to your niece.
Right.
You know, she witnessed the
whole
thing.
Oh, not niece. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was niece. At the time,
they
always thought she was his niece. And so Sansa comes in and is like, they're like, oh, I forget what her alias is. But
well, she was just like, Lord Baelish. You know, I'm going to have to tell them the truth. I'm really sorry. And they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know. Like, no, Sansa, don't do it.
Right.
Because it's like, it's not going to end well for you.
Right.
Well, but she tells them, hey, I am Sansa Stark.
Which right there,
yeah.
built in credibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I was, and.
And how I was tortured at King's Landing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Joffrey and.
Lord
Cersei.
Baelish saved me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was being held captive and all this stuff, and so he saved me, so he made me pretend to be his niece, so I'd be okay, and did it all to protect me, and I guess one of the guys on the council knew Ned,
mm-hmm.
knew her dad.
They hunted together.
Yeah, and I guess he had grown up in the Vale, too, like he'd been in the Vale as a kid, too. So he knew her dad. So he felt right there. That's already a sense of
mm-hmm.
hey, we like you. You know, like we understand. And so anyway, she tells him that much, but then she says, you know, oh, hey, yeah, my crazy Aunt Liza was a little jealous.
Right, well, they were talking about the marks on her arm.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
She basically explained that Aunt Liza saw him kiss her, but
yeah.
She said on the cheek.
On the cheek,
which
yeah.
It wasn't on the
it
cheek.
It wasn't on the cheek. It was not on the cheek.
He was going for tongue.
Yeah.
Ew.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
But then, you know.
But, yeah.
Right
but,
there at that point, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, Sansa's
learning how to play this game.
Oh, yeah,
she's learning.
Is. Yeah.
She's learning. So, yeah, she's no longer as naive, you know. I think she's learning how to do this. So, anyway,
right.
She says, you know, like, she just got super jealous and said, like, hey, I'm going to kill myself. And she jumped. So, Baelish is telling the truth. Totally didn't push her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a little crazy. So, I mean, but then the council's like, hey, you know, sorry we accused you of murder. You know, we just had to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter wants Robin to become the Lord of the Vale, which I wonder where that's going to lead. Because
right.
He wants to send Robin away
right.
somewhere to learn how to be a Lord. Is this right? Or is it somebody for protection, maybe? I didn't really catch that, but... yeah, anyway, Robin is going to be sent off, and will eventually become the Lord of the Vale, according to Peter, but we don't know for certain. Oh, and there's
right.
that whole scene, too, where, Littlefinger's like, hey, why did you lie for me? And she's like, well, you know.
I know what you want.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, ooh, does that mean you're going to give it to him?
I know, well, I think she knows how to play, again, it's playing the game again, because... Well, she's like, it was also a little bit like, well, you know, it's either I lie for you or, you know, like, what does she say? So if they killed you, imagine what they would have done to me.
Right.
You know, so she knows by saving Peter,
yeah,
she's saving herself. And exactly, yeah. And then she said, I know what you want.
Well,
yeah.
But here's another thing. When she came, so then Peter's talking to Robin, kind of
uh-huh.
giving him the what's going to go down. And, you know, this kid is a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to get quite an education. So then, you know, it's a quick scene with that. And then all of a sudden, Sansa appears at the top. And I think this is a turning point.
Yes.
She does not look like the Sansa Stark that we
exactly.
have seen.
She's wearing form a little more sexy. I guess a little more sexy, a little darker.
Dark.
Very dark, exactly. So
and her hair's dark.
Her hair's dark, exactly. So I think, yeah, exactly. She's playing, yeah. I think she's manipulating the situation. So.
All right.
As she should, because Littlefinger's going to do anything if he thinks he can get a piece of that. So.
Right.
Ew.
Right.
Gross.
Yeah, so good. I mean, I think...
Finally, Sansa.
Right.
Jesus.
Right. We're going to see a whole different Sansa start.
And I like that, because I do like Sansa, but there's just sometimes you're like, what the fuck, Sansa? Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You really? I mean, so... Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Well, then, outside the Vale, we see the Hound and Arya approaching, and they were talking about how she wishes she could have
she
seen
wished,
him
yeah,
in there
or killed Joffrey. Yeah, so, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I like Arya and the Hound together. Their interaction is just so funny.
Right.
And, you know, I forget what he says, but, like, poisoning is a woman's weapon or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah. And she said, like, oh, I'd kill Joffrey with a chicken bone if I had to. And it's like, oh, I would have paid good money to see that. Anyway, they get to the gate, and
yeah,
the guys
the
are like, hey, who are you? And
Sansa's
he's like,
inside.
I'm the Hound, and Arya Stark, she's Liza's niece. And they're like, sorry, Liza died 3 days ago. Arya just laughs. It's really funny because, you know, this whole time they've been going to the Vale and
they've had such bad luck.
I know.
Oof.
And they finally get there and freaking Aunt Liza's dead.
Right.
But they're there. So, I mean, I would hope that they would, at least in a message inside, be like, hey, we have a Stark kid here. Like, maybe we should take her in. But
right.
since Sansa's there, and Littlefinger, too.
But who's going to get that message beforehand?
I know.
And is he really going to want the two Stark girls together? I think... I
don't know. I feel like... I don't know.
Yeah, I think,
I'd like to see Renu, but I don't know what's going to happen. I bet they're
so.
Going to turn... I bet he's going to turn around because he's like, well, I know I can't get any money for you or something, so... I don't know.
I wonder...
And I haven't read anything about how it is versus the book.
Yeah, I don't know what happens in the books with this.
If they actually get to that point.
I don't know.
Because I Wikipedia'd everything. for some reason, I didn't think they both made it to the Vale. I thought they split off or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. It should, I'll have to read up on that.
It should be interesting to see what happens there. I'd like to see Sansa and Arya reunited, though.
Right. It's been since season one.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
So, I mean, it's been years, you know, and you know, Sansa thinks Arya's dead, and so it would be a nice moment, you know. But who knows?
Yeah, and what is the Hound going to do now? That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole purpose of going there, so he can get his money. So, I don't know, but, like, even, I would think even if he went to Lord Baelish would give him money, right? Right? I think.
Yeah.
Like, Littlefinger would be like, oh, here you go, yeah.
But they don't know that Baelish is inside.
That's true. That's true. They don't know that.
Hmm.
But still.
But it's also interesting that Brienne and, what's his name, they're on their way there.
Podrick,
as well.
Yeah, I know. To sign, I know. Because they thought maybe both of them would go there, so.
Well, and we also, Sansa needs somebody.
Yes.
She's not going to be able to protect herself.
No, no, I could see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gross. That's
right.
Gross.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brienne, this is totally not Game of Thrones related.
Well, it is sort of.
Sort of, but.
She's on Game of Thrones.
She's going to be in the new Star Wars.
Right.
That's so cool.
That breaking news.
I know.
Right here.
So cool.
How
I
awesome.
Love her, so I'm really excited.
Right. And isn't she going to be in another movie or something? I thought we.
I hope so. Because she's really. I've never seen her before. I don't know if she's been in other stuff. I'm assuming she's a British actress. She's probably been in some British things, but. But I like her a lot on Game of Thrones, so I'm excited to see her in some other things.
Well, and it'll be, you know, obviously they're using sort of her celebrity.
Exactly. They're getting people from other fantasy genres to put it with ultimate fantasy genre. So.
Right. Gwendoline.
Yeah.
Christy.
Yeah. Gwendoline. Anyway, that's definitely... You know, I was going to see Star Wars anyway, but now I'm like, oh, now I do want to see it more.
Well, and Lupita
Lupita Nyong'o is in it also, too, which is awesome, because there had been rumors that she was going to be in it, so I'm glad we got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
just interested to see what she's going to look like. Oh, The Hunger Games. She's going to be in The Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's right. She's in The
Mockingjay Part 1 and 2.
Oh, well, good. Mm-hmm.
She's going to play Commander Lyme.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, she's been... I mean, Game of Thrones is probably basically her big thing. She's on some British TV show.
Yeah, I thought so.
But I just want to know what she's going to look like and what she's going to... I mean, that's just the best part of what the hell is she going to play?
I know. Who is she going to play?
I mean, how exciting that
she's now
in it. And Lupita is in it. And
what a cool career. You get to be in two of the biggest damn things ever. Like Game of Thrones. Well, three of them. Game of Thrones.
Mockingjay, right.
Yeah. Hunger Games and now Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah.
You
could retire happy. Mm-hmm. At least I would.
Well, if you made a good deal, hopefully.
Yeah.
So she's born in England. God, she is 6'3".
I know.
She could be playing a Wookiee.
I know. Yeah. She will play a Wookiee.
She's not going to play a Wookiee.
No.
They're not going
to. She's too pretty to be a Wookiee.
Right.
Yeah.
6'3".
Wow.
6'3".
Wow.
So good.
That's amazing.
All right, back to Game of Thrones.
Anyway,
I can talk Star Wars.
We got off topic. okay.
Now,
the final scene.
Well, we're not at the final scene.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. We have.
What did we miss?
We have the Jamie and Tyrion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Well, I did write that down. It's all under King's Landing, though. So, anyway.
It's all under King's Landing. That's not the last scene. I was dreading this last scene all.
We get to King's Landing. It's Jamie and Tyrion in the cell right before the battle is supposed to take place, and they're talking. And I really love the scenes between Jamie and Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do so well together, you know, and this whole exchange is really good because they're just kind of talking about things and kind of harkening back to when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're talking about their cousin.
Well, the cousin who was simple.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how he would just stay in the... Smash beetles all day
mm-hmm.
in the garden. And what a... I mean, just...
Peter Dinklage again,
just
blew this scene away.
Right.
He was so good.
Right.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
And he's like, oh shit. And he's like, do you think the Viper's going to win? I mean, he has the name of like Red Viper. Why wouldn't he win if he's the name of the Red Viper? Anyway.
Right. I don't know. I just really like that scene where they're talking about they couldn't figure out why the guy was so so violent and why he would crush beetles. And and then, of course, you see Tyrion pick the little roly-poly up off the cell floor, and then he let it go
instead of smashing it. Yeah.
And you have to kind of think, is it foreshadowing? Is it some kind of symbolism of... I don't know. It's just like in someone's nature just to do that.
Yeah.
Or who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some symbolism.
Right. Because you don't have a scene like that if you're not...
Yeah.
If
it's not important or poignant in some way.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe if I wasn't so tired, I'd probably catch on it.
I was thinking the whole time, like, why is this important? Why is this important? Why is
like
this
I'm
important?
Trying to find the meaning in this.
Right. Because there's a meaning to it. That's what,
I enjoyed the scene. I did. And yes, and I did understand that there's a poignant moment, but yeah.
All right. Well, then the bells ring.
Oh yes. And we finally get to the scene that we've been waiting.
And everyone's there. They turned out for, the Red Viper and the mountain. And you know, Oberyn is not wearing any armor. That's kind of freaking Tyrion out.
Oberyn is,
overconfident.
Overconfident. He knows that he thinks he's gonna kill the mountain, and he's just not worried about it at all. He's like even drinking, and Tyrion's like, "Why are you drinking?" And he's like, "I always drink before a battle, so whatever."
Mm-hmm. But I don't even think drinking. I don't even think that mattered.
He
was just too. Too overconfident.
Yeah, too overconfident.
Right. If you haven't seen this, then you should stop listening.
Yeah, please don't.
This is spoiler.
Stop listening because it's a major spoiler.
And I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
You did not.
I did not know that.
But again.
I was hoping it would.
But again, what did I tell you when you first started watching Game of Thrones?
I was hoping that it would work out the way I wanted it to, but I knew in the back of my mind it probably wouldn't.
Well,
but...
it was just so, like, today is not the day I die. Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it is going to be. But it was a great fight scene.
It was a great fight scene. And whoever they got to do the choreography for that, and the guy who his stunt double for the Viper, amazing. With all the jumping, twirling, and all that stuff. That was really cool.
Right.
Really great fight scene. So the whole time, the Viper's like, hey, I'm going to kill you. This is why I'm here. You killed my sister and her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to kill you, but first you're going to confess to it. So they keep fighting, and he keeps telling him this, and he gets 3 stabs into the mountain. Like, he takes him down,
yeah.
You know, and he's just standing
more than
there.
Anyone.
Yeah, and he, you know, he was so close to killing him, but he was being so arrogant that he was like, I'm not going to kill you till you confess.
Right. And I think the mountain was sort of playing possum too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he knew
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that at that point he was probably done for.
Yeah.
He'd met his match,
mm-hmm.
finally. But he knew that, I think the mountain's a lot smarter than some people give him credit for.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, obviously he's a big brute, he's powerful, he knows how to kill with a sword, but he's also smart.
He's also smart, you're right. Exactly.
Just as smart as the Viper.
And because the Viper is sort of boasting about what's happening.
Well, it's all about revenge. He's going after...
Vamping to the crowd about all this stuff, you know, so... that's, you know, I think the mountain saw that opportunity and took it. So anyway, in the midst of his, like, you know, screaming at the mountain to confess, the mountain knocks him over.
Well, as he's down.
Yeah, as he's down, the mountain's down.
He thinks he's pretty much dead.
Yeah.
So he's still trying. Basically, he's trying to get it.
Yeah.
Pin.
Yeah, the pin. He wants a reason to go after Tywin because he keeps saying, who told you? Who told you to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And kept pointing at Tywin, so... Yeah, I think he just wanted the mountain to confirm that it was all Tywin.
And then the mountain knocks him down.
Knocks him down. Gets on top of him. Starts strangling him. And then says something about...
Not just strangling him.
Well, he strangled him.
Yeah.
But then he got on top of him.
Mm.
And then he... What is it? I don't remember exactly what it was, so I was so shocked, but starts gouging his eyes out with his thumb and then said, yeah, I did kill your sister and I crushed her skull just like this. And then he crushed his skull and it was really gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, completely shattered his skull. Everyone's screaming. And
right.
So anyway, the Viper didn't win, unfortunately. He could have.
Right.
He almost did, but the mountain won.
At that point, I had covered my eyes. I was done.
I was shocked. As usual.
Right. Well, is the mountain dead?
No, I don't think he's dead.
No?
No, I don't think so. It didn't seem like he was dead.
Well, I felt like he was dying.
I think he was wounded severely, but I don't think he's dead. So.
Well, I think he's done. I think he's done fighting. I don't think the mountain's
dead. I don't know.
Maybe.
I feel like the Hound and the Mountain are going to come to blows eventually.
Really? Because
they're brothers.
Right, but still.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know. Just something I would think. Of course, I haven't read the books. I don't know what happens, but who knows?
I've read Wikipedia, and I still don't remember that part. So, we'll both be surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
But.
Yeah, but that was gruesome, but damn it.
Right.
I liked the Viper. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the mountain. I'm really upset. Well, I mean, now what's going to happen with Tyrion? I mean, obviously the mountain won, so now Tyrion's going to have to be put to death. But they're not going to kill Tyrion, so.
No.
No. So,
no.
I don't know what happens with him. Maybe
I do,
exile?
But I'm not
going to
say.
Oh, okay. Well. You and your Wikipedia.
I did. Well, this is a long time ago, and
yeah.
I still remember it.
Mm-hmm. I know there are some things that happen later on with Tyrion
mm-hmm.
that we can talk about after our podcast.
Okay.
but yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So
it's a good episode.
I know.
Really, I mean.
But I think this is, you know, one of those things where we were talking like, okay, so this was the big reveal, the big
mm-hmm.
climax, and now we're not going to be back to King's Landing until
yeah,
the final
I know,
episode.
I wonder if we... I mean, there's only two episodes left. They have to at least touch on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next episode, I mean, they have to.
Right.
Come on. Be severely disappointed that it's only the Wildlings at Castle Black next season. I mean, episode, damn it, I keep saying season.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to know what you guys think.
Yeah.
We tried to avoid. Oh, I did. I avoided all the spoilers.
Oh, yeah. I avoided. I didn't look at anything.
Well, from here on out, we are watching every episode.
Yes.
And doing
yes.
the podcast right after.
This weekend was not good for both of us, so we just didn't have time. Yeah. So that's why we're a little late with the podcast.
Right.
Y'all, sorry.
That's all right.
We have
maybe
real jobs.
Maybe everyone has. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. God, what a... What a way to the ending.
I know.
And this is another one of those episodes where they didn't play any music out.
Yeah. And I think that's a great move, especially
mm-hmm.
with something that's shocking at the end. It's definitely a good way to end it. So,
right.
Yeah, great episode. Yeah, so anyway, tell us what you think about Game of Thrones so far
mm-hmm.
and this episode and what you think is going to happen or, you know, all this stuff. Even if you read the books, we're not really... I mean, I don't want to hear everything that happened in the books, but I like to hear the differences. So, you know, I'm not super,
You don't worry about spoilers.
I don't, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Me either.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know what happens, you know, so. Yeah.
Right.
So please just email us, agallandagay@gmail.com, Facebook us, agallandagay, and Twitter, agallandagay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm
tired.
Yeah, it's
time
to go to bed.
Go to bed.
So.
It's 2:30 in the afternoon. It's way past my bedtime.
Way past. For now.
Yeah, for now. Yeah, stay tuned for another. We'll do another pop culture podcast sometime. Maybe this week.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so anyway.
All right, thanks guys for listening.
Okay, bye y'all.
Bye.